Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Soundcheck.
Double love, take me back.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Heartbreak is tough, but it sure has inspired some great tunes. There's a long list of musicians who've used this type of misery as a muse. And now you can add singer and guitarist Diego Garcia's name to that list. The former frontman of a post-punk band called Elephant embarked upon a solo career last year, and his first album, Laura, tells the age-old story of a gut-wrenching breakup. We'll talk with him about turning angst into art, but first, a live performance from Diego Garcia and his band. This song is called Nothing to Hide.
Walking away, now I got nothing to say. You got me so down. It seems like you know what I've been trying to show. You know what I found. People can talk, will this ever stop? But can you stand this? Come over here, you know the skies will be clear. Right from the first kiss. It's hard to move on, but when the feelings are gone, you know that love fades. Oh.
That is Diego Garcia, and a live performance in our studio of the song Nothing to Hide, which is one of the tunes on his debut solo record, Laura. You heard Diego singing and playing the nylon string, the classical guitar was played by Zeke Zima, and Daniel Bensi playing the cello and doing backing vocals. Diego, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you for having us.
So the album is called Laura. It is, you know, a new addition to this great long tradition of breakup albums. Is there really a Laura?
Yes. Yes.
And how does she feel about having her name splashed across the cover of her ex-boyfriend's record?
No. Well, she's my wife now.
Oh!
Yeah. So,
Maybe you don't quite understand the concept of the breakup album.
Right.
You're supposed to break up.
This record was more about dealing with the breakup. It was sort of a meditation, I guess, on the malady of love. And it was inspired by us, you know, separating.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, over those 4 years, 5 years, I was working on this album. I feel like I ended up having some sort of closure, which allowed for us to get back together in
so
a weird way.
When were you writing these songs? That 4 or 5 year period?
I started this process in 2004, 2005. 2005, I would say, I started working on this record.
So we spent the first half of the show talking about musical comebacks.
Yes.
This is kind of a comeback for you.
Yes, in a big way, yeah, I guess it is. I've been out of the scene for about 5 years.
And did you listen to, you know, some other classic heartbreak, you know, breakup albums like Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks or, you know, Beck with Sea Change? Did you listen to any of those things for inspiration while you were making this?
You know, I actually went farther south to where my parents are from.
That's Argentina?
Yeah. I got into late 60s, early 70s romance records coming out of there, Chile. This is a loaded analogy. People flip out when I say this because you think of a tuxedo and a tan, but early Julio Iglesias. Those guys did it best, you know. They really sang about love, but in a mature, mm-hmm. that word is scary, but in a mature way, you
right.
know. They sang men, you know, singing about love, and so I definitely referenced that, and I studied it a bit, and it was very natural as well. It wasn't forced. I definitely connected with those old guys.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up in the States. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Florida, ended up going to school right outside the city, and been in New York for the last 10 years.
Your Spanish is completely fluent. Mm-hmm. You can hear all these old Chilean and Argentine records and know exactly, you know, the text and the subtext as well.
Yeah.
But these songs all written and sung in English.
Yeah, I think in English, so I write in English. But there was a real goal in the recording to address my story, being first generation Latin. Kid growing up in the States, and we did want to make it so if you weren't really paying attention to this, it might sound like I'm singing in Spanish. So we actually really went into the whole intonations of the delivery and the vocals, the vibrato, the dramatic delivery. Danny was very, very instrumental in inspiring me to do that. He's a cellist, so mm-hmm. he kind of brought that whole dramatic element to the picture.
So, you know, it's not a rock record per se. It has elements of that.
Yeah. Listen, this is a three-piece we brought today. It's acoustic, but live it can go up to a seven-piece, six-piece, and I'd like to think it's dramatic. It's mm-hmm. definitely rock and roll in that sense.
The album's called Laura. Let's hear another song. This one's called You Were Never There. It's Diego Garcia, live on Soundcheck.
Looking up at the sun, see all the cars standing still as they run. Yeah. The day starts to fade, slip away out of sight, a flash in the sky, lighting up my dark night. And you were never there. You were never there. You were never there.
all, more than most that I know. You hide yourself behind a wall, and it shows, girl, you never care. You were never there, because you never care. You were never there. It was a rainy night on a quiet town in Florida. I stayed awake all night, I couldn't sleep at all, so I sang to her, girl, you never care. You were never there, because you never care. You were never there. 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 On a quiet town in Florida.
Once again, Diego Garcia singing and playing the acoustic guitar, with Zeke Zima playing the classical guitar and Daniel Bensi playing cello, some backing vocals. These elegant little acoustic arrangements of songs from Diego Garcia's record, Laura. That one's called You Were Never There. Diego Garcia is with me in the studio. Diego Garcia is also an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean, a major American military base for the last 20 years or 30 years or so. Is that weird?
It's weird.
Sharing a name with an island?
Well, it's weird when I get a Google alert saying the U.S. is using Diego Garcia for secret operations. I send that to all my friends. It has happened. No.
And you have been on Jeopardy because of your name.
Yeah, that was a high point in my career. The category was Men Who Are Islands. That was $1,000, and the answer, I guess, was this lead singer of a New York band called Elephant is the same as an atoll island.
An atoll, yeah, it's part of an atoll.
So they got it, yeah, and I got a lot of phone calls after that, big time, big time.
Diego Garcia on Jeopardy as an answer. That's amazing.
Yes.
Let's hear another song. This one is Stay, again, from the new record Laura, but we'll hear a live performance on Soundcheck.
Yeah, it was written a few blocks away, actually, in Chinatown. So this is for everyone in New York. You'll get this, promise. One, two, three, four.
A walk in the night by your house again. Oh, how we both pretend so much to defend. You offer a kiss in a block of ice. Your friends offer cold advice. Frozen air precise. Stay, stay with me. You're my angel. Stay with me. And take me away from these lights I know. From these long nights I know. From these wrong nights I know. And look in my eyes, what you see is hell. Can you save me from myself? get me feeling well to stay. Stay with me. You're my angel. Stay with me. Stay. Stay with me. You're my angel. Stay with me. From these lights I know, from these long nights I know, from these wrong nights.
That is Diego Garcia live on Soundcheck. The song is called Stay. It appears on his debut solo album called Laura, which is the rarest kind of breakup album, one with a happy ending.
Yeah, Hollywood ending.
Hollywood ending. So you and Laura ended up getting married. And she feels good about this record, having those songs out there?
Yeah, and she's listening to it right now with my baby.
Congratulations. Singer-songwriter Diego Garcia. The new album's called Laura, named for Diego's wife. And guys, thanks so much for playing for us this afternoon.
Thank you.
It was amazing. Thank you.
Tonight, my love, the wind is calling for you. You make your way. Wanna look at you. Could it be true? I wonder, what can I do? To everything, there's a beginning and an end, but in between, a reason we can all pretend. To everything, there's a beginning and an end, but in between, a reason we can all pretend. To everything, there's a beginning and an end, but in between, a reason we can all pretend. To everything, there's a beginning and an end, but in between, a reason we can all pretend. Yeah.
For upcoming guests on the show, music news, and to watch video of our in-studio performances, find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at WNYC_soundcheck. That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time, next time, for another Soundcheck.